and a very warm welcome to Health Naturally with me, Tash Van Sail. Thank you for joining me this evening. And coming up in tonight's show, we're going to be talking about alcohol, the merits and the disadvantages. And in our thought for the day, we look at our belief systems. Then something new in our relaxation slot, we're going to be focusing on relieving anxiety with some form of relaxation exercise. I'd love your feedback on this one. And then coming up in the news, black rice rivals pricey blueberries as a source of antioxidants. Curcumin complex shows eye therapy potential. Vitamin E tocotrienols show immune boosting potential. And dark chocolate may reduce cholesterol levels in diabetics. All very exciting stuff. Now, as per usual, folks, there is a lot of information, so do have a pen and paper to hand if you want to make some notes. And remember, if you want to get in touch, please do so, because I'd really like to hear from you.
Contact us here at Radio Way. Call 01932 87 44 33. Email studio@radioway.co.uk. Press call Radio Way on your Hospicom unit or visit our website www.radioway.co.uk.
The thought for the day is centred on our beliefs. The things we believe are yet to come. This beautiful extract I'm about to share with you is called I Believe. I believe that just because two people argue, it doesn't mean that they don't love each other. And just because they don't argue, it doesn't mean that they do. I believe that we don't have to change friends if we understand that friends change. I believe that no matter how good a friend is, they're going to hurt you every once in a while, and you must forgive them for that. I believe true friendship continues to grow even over the longest distance. The same goes true for love. I believe that you can do something in an instant that will give you a heartache for a lifetime. I believe that it's taking me a long time to become the person I want to be. I believe that you should leave loved ones with loving thoughts and words. It may be the last time you see them. I believe that you can keep going long after you think you can't. I believe that we are responsible for what we do, no matter how we feel. I believe that you either control your attitude or it controls you. I believe that heroes are the people who do what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, regardless of the consequences. I believe that money is a lousy way of keeping score. I believe that my best friend and I can do anything or nothing and have the best time. I believe sometimes when I'm angry, I have the right to be angry, but that doesn't give me the right to be cruel. I believe that maturity has to do more with the types of experiences you've had and what you've learned from them, and less to do with how many birthdays you've celebrated. I believe that it isn't always enough to be forgiven by others. Sometimes you have to learn to forgive yourself. I believe no matter how bad your heart is broken, the world doesn't stop for you to grieve. I believe that our background and circumstances may have influenced who we are, but we are responsible for who we become. I believe that you shouldn't be so eager to find out a secret. It could change your life forever. I believe two people can look at the exact same thing and see something totally different. I believe that your life can be changed in a matter of hours by people you don't even know. I believe that even if you think you have no more to give, when a friend cries out to you, you will find the strength to help. I believe that credentials on the wall do not make you a decent human being. I believe that people you care about most in life are sometimes taken away too soon. I believe that sharing these beautiful sentiments with those around you can share the love and the peace that's in your heart. Just as I have done. The happiest of people don't necessarily have the best of everything. They just make the most of everything. Those are beautiful sentiments to carry with you and to share with you. And now some time for quiet reflection. And in our relaxation slot this evening, we're going to be focusing on reducing anxiety. Some of the key symptoms of anxiety include tight, tense muscles, shallow, rapid breathing, worried thoughts, and shaking. With this relaxation, you will be able to target each of those areas to reduce anxiety and to induce a relaxation response. First, focus on your breathing. Calm breathing is the key to being calm and relaxed. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And now exhale through your mouth as if you are blowing out a candle. Blow out all the air. As you inhale, focus on slowing down your breathing into a calm rhythm. Exhale fully, releasing all the air. Continue to breathe slowly and calmly. Now that you are getting the oxygen you need, realize that your only job right now is to keep yourself as comfortable as possible while this feeling passes. Fighting against the anxiety only makes it stronger. So right now, accept that you are feeling anxious. Let's focus on calming your thoughts to release anxiety. Repeat the following phrases. I am feeling anxious right now, but I am okay. This feeling will pass, and no harm will come to me. I am safe, even though I feel frightened. I will soon be calm, even though I am experiencing anxiety right now. I will get through this. I am making myself as comfortable as possible while I wait for the anxiety to decrease. I can help myself to become gradually more calm and relaxed until this feeling passes. Continue to give yourself calming messages right now. As you continue to breathe slowly in and exhale fully, and as you continue to repeat calming thoughts, now we can address any shaking or trembling you are experiencing. When you experience anxiety, your body is in fight or flight mode. Your heart is pumping quickly so that oxygen can be delivered to your muscles to allow you to use those muscles to escape from danger. There is no real danger right now, so the adrenaline is flowing through your body but not being used. Your muscles are so ready for action that they are trembling. You can help this trembling to decrease by physically shaking out the tension. Imagine you are shaking water off your hands to dry them. Shake your hands. Allow your hands and wrists to be limp as you shake your hands and forearms quickly back and forth. Imagine drops of water flying off your fingertips. Imagine your tension draining out of your fingertips and being shaken away. Now stop and allow your hands to be still. Notice how much more relaxed your hands feel. They may even feel pleasantly tingly. Continue with even breathing and calm thoughts. Inhale and think, I am becoming more calm. I am becoming more serene. As you exhale, think, I am feeling more relaxed. Inhale, calm. Exhale, relax. Inhale, calm. Exhale, relax. The last area to focus on now to relieve anxiety is your tense muscles. Your muscles become painful, tired and cramped as a result of stress or anxiety. You can help your muscles relax now by first allowing your lower jaw to drop so your teeth are not touching. Let your jaw be relaxed and loose. Now lower your shoulders. Let your shoulders be relaxed and loose. You may even want to move your arms or shoulder in some circles, forward and back. And now let your shoulders become limp as you increase the distance between your shoulders and your ears. Raise your arms up above your head and stretch, stretch, stretch. And release. Release the muscles as you gently lower your arms to your sides. Turn your head to the left, back to center, and to the right. Look down. Look straight ahead. And look up. Bring your head to a relaxed and neutral position. Straighten your back into correct posture. Keep your back upright, but maintain the natural curves of your spine. You can continue to move, stretch and relax, and allow your muscles to become less tense. Continue to breathe in calm and out relax. Breathe in calm and out relaxed. Calm your thoughts and remind yourself that the anxiety will pass. Physically shake out any tension. Relax your muscles, especially your jaw and upper back. And continue to do these things until you feel calm and your anxiety is gone. Inhale calm and exhale relaxed. And just focus on your breathing. Gently in and out as your body returns to its natural state. And you feel at peace. You feel calm and quiet.
You're with Tash Vincel on Health Naturally. And today we're going to talk about alcohol. Now, alcohol in moderation has undoubted health benefits. However, excessive drinking can lead to problems. There is a general acceptance that alcoholic drinks may have a role in nutrition and health so long as they are taken in moderation. However, heavy drinking and alcoholism remains the major cause of both illness and death. Ethyl alcohol, also known as ethanol, is the main active ingredient in alcoholic drinks, and it's made by yeast fermentation of starch and sugar. Other substances known as congeners formed in this process give the drinks their particular tastes and aromas and are responsible for many of the symptoms of a hangover. For example, it is the polyphenols in red wines and not the alcohol which gives some people migraines. Nevertheless, the main health hazard in beer or any other alcohol is the actual alcohol itself. Claims that organic wines are much better for you usually have little, if any, scientific foundation. Although heavy drinkers have a much higher risk of death, moderate drinkers have the lowest death rate. Alcohol, and in red wine in particular, and in moderate amounts, up to 2 glasses a night, protects against arteriosclerosis and reduces the risk of heart disease by an estimated 35%. It reduces blood clotting and increases the levels of the beneficial lipid known as HDL in the blood, as well as the levels of antioxidants, which offer protection against both arteriosclerosis and cancer. There is also evidence that red wine protects against Alzheimer's disease. However, excessive drinking can cause high blood pressure, which will then increase the risk of coronary heart disease. Alcohol is primarily a source of empty calories, although some drinks do provide micronutrients, particularly wine and some beers which contain minerals and some B vitamins. But because of a high alcohol intake, many people feel full. There is a risk that it may displace other, more nutritious foods from the diet. Although alcohol is loaded with calories, it supplies instant energy, alcohol lacks the most essential nutrients and vitamins. Thus, people who regularly drink heavily are at risk from nutritional deficiencies. Amongst the nutrients that heavy drinkers may lack the most, they are things like calcium, folate, magnesium, niacin, riboflavin, thiamine, vitamin B, and zinc. But a great deal also depends on other factors such as genetic disposition. Heavy drinking also attacks your liver, impairing its ability to store fat-soluble vitamins and to metabolize protein. All alcohol can contribute to obesity, but the stouts in beers are particular culprits, hence the typical beer drinker's paunch. Beer actually contains fewer calories than wine or spirits. Half a pint of bitter contains less than half the calories in an equivalent volume of wine. But because it is often taken in larger amounts, it can contribute to more of the total calorie intake. Stouts contain more than twice the calories of most beers. Spreading your drinking throughout the week puts less of a strain on your liver than spasmodic, concentrated bouts of drinking. Infrequent binge drinking can bring on attacks of gout and pancreatitis. Worse still, it can cause abnormalities in the heart rhythms, leading to problems with your heart. Very rarely, a heavy binge can lead to sudden death. So when is one too much? Well, women metabolize alcohol more slowly than men because they tend to have smaller livers and more body fat. There are also racial differences in the rates at which people's enzymes break down the alcohol. For example, Oriental people are usually less tolerant of alcohol than Caucasians. For everyone, there are times when one or two drinks can just be too much. For instance, if you're operating machinery, driving vehicles, and certainly if you're taking drugs, and especially if you are pregnant. Heavy daily alcohol consumption of 6 units or more during pregnancy can damage the fetus, cause birth defects, and give rise to fetal alcohol syndrome, when the baby typically has a low birth weight, learning difficulties, and characteristically the flattened face and cleft palate. Ideally, women intending to become pregnant should not drink at all. Now let's have a look at the cause and effect of alcohol. What is actually happening? What is the real issue here? Well, absorption of alcohol normally occurs between 15 to 90 minutes after drinking. Alcohol drunk on an empty stomach is absorbed and diffuses more rapidly into all body tissues than when it is taken on a full stomach or with a meal. which can also act in the same way as blotting paper to slow down an absorption, for example. But drinks containing 20 to 30% alcohol by volume are absorbed much more quickly. Higher concentrations of alcohol irritate the stomach and slow down the rate of absorption. However, all alcohol is absorbed more quickly if taken with a fizzy drink, such as a tonic or soda water. These actually stir up the alcohol molecules and allow more of them to come into contact with the gastric cells in your tummy. This is true for things like spritzers and alcopops, where there is lemonade or fizzy water added to wine or spirits, and this speeds up the absorption of the alcohol. Once the alcohol has been dissolved in the blood, some of it is released into the air in the lungs, a physical process on which the breathalyzer test is based. But very little alcohol is actually excreted in this way. Most of it is broken down by the liver, and it is the continual strain placed on the liver's capacity by years of heavy drinking that can lead to cirrhosis. It takes around an hour for the liver to break down each unit of alcohol. So if you drink 6 pints of beer or 2 bottles of wine, even after a night's sleep of around 8 hours or more, you could still have enough alcohol in your bloodstream to be above the legal limit for driving. That's quite scary stuff. Now, people's reactions to alcohol do vary, but generally, after 1 or 2 drinks, the heart rate quickens and there is an increased secretion of gastric juices. Intellectual processes function normally, but reactions involving rapid decision-making is impaired. With heavier drinking, coordination becomes markedly worse, and the secretion of several hormones is inhibited, leading to dehydration, slurred speech, clumsy movements, and a reduced sensitivity to pain. The best safeguard against hangovers which result from this dehydration and the alcohol conages is to drink plenty of water before you go to bed. A regular daily intake of 8 or more units by men or 6 units by women can lead to long-term damage. 1 in 5 of all heavy drinkers develop cirrhosis of the liver, and about 1 in 5 cirrhosis victims unfortunately dies of liver cancer. Regular drinking may increase other things like risk of cancer of the mouth, throat, esophagus, stomach and liver, and it can also be a factor in the development of cancers of the breast and of the colon. The next thing to really ask now is, what exactly is a unit? Well, the thing with units is that it varies depending on the type of alcohol that you drink. For example, 1 unit is the equivalent of 1/2 pint of beer, a small glass of wine, a small glass of sherry, and a small glass of spirits. Now, the British Medical Association recommends a limit of 3 to 4 units per day for men and 2 to 3 units per day for women who are not pregnant. Now, remember, tolerance to alcohol varies from one person to another, and also saving up your units and binging is a really unhealthy way to drink. So again, the key is moderate drinking, keeping healthy and keeping well. So what happens when things go wrong and alcohol becomes a crutch? It becomes something that you are dependent on, and it becomes something that a person becomes addicted to. Alcoholism is something very close to my heart because my life has been touched by the effects of alcoholism. I've had 2 friends that have been affected by it. One of those 2 friends has died in a motor vehicle accident because he was driving under the influence. It's very sad, and I think the most horrific thing that happens with alcohol abuse is the effect not only on the person, but the effect on loved ones and families. And I would urge you, if you know somebody who has an alcohol problem, get support. Because dealing with somebody who has a drinking problem is challenging at best, because the person might not want to acknowledge that they have a problem and indeed may be in denial because of it. But it makes life difficult when you're trying to live with somebody and love somebody and can see that they are in effect really destroying themselves. Now, the things to look out for if you're concerned that you might have a problem is things like needing to drink to feel at ease, to increase confidence, or to try to forget worries, gradually needing more drinks to achieve that same effect, forgetfulness over things that may have been done or said when drunk, surreptitious drinking, so drinking on the side, drinking even when you're driving,
Frequent hangovers, along with the, you know, with the shakes that are cured by another drink, is something that is a big concern. Regular neglecting meals in favor of alcohol, preferring to drink alone, mood swings that start to cause problems at home and at work, persistent shakes, night sweats and hallucinations, and being unable to give up, even though you've been warned by a doctor that drinking may prove to be fatal. Now remember, there is a lot of support around. The NHS has a valuable resource of information. There's Alcohol Anonymous, there's the Priory Group. There is a lot of stuff online as well that you can look at in terms of support, not only for persons suffering from alcohol, but for the family and the support network that is nurturing and looking after that person. Now, just to summarize with regard to what we've discussed today, you know, alcohol in itself in moderate consumption is actually associated with a decreased risk of coronary heart disease and lower overall mortality, and it can enhance a happy mood. Becomes a problem when it can deepen unhappy emotions and lead to things like aggression. It can be harmful during pregnancy. It's harmful when it's mixed with certain other drugs. Can cause accidents. High intakes are linked with an increased risk of certain cancers and certain illnesses, things like cirrhosis and pancreatitis. And persistent alcohol abuse can cause permanent liver damage and also really destroy that person's life. Folks, I hope this has helped you in terms of understanding what alcohol is, what it can do for you, the good and the bad. And also, if somebody you know or you yourself perhaps have a problem with alcohol, be proactive. Take the challenge, because you can do this. You can live a healthy life in a healthy way, and you can conquer whatever it is that you feel this addiction has made you endure. Community News.
Radio Way. A late night recipe. Slice some chips and put in the deep fat fryer. Fall asleep in front of the late film.
Wake up. Leave pan on hob and don't attempt to move it. Do not pour water onto oil. Turn hob off if possible and get out of the house. Stay out and call 999. Fire kills. You can prevent it.
Health-conscious consumers who hesitate at the price of fresh blueberries and blackberries, renowned for their high levels of healthful antioxidants, now have an economical alternative. Scientists reported at the 240th National Meeting of American Chemical Society. It is black rice. One variety which got the moniker forbidden rice in ancient China because nobles commandeered every grain for themselves and forbade the common people from eating it.
Curcumin complex may reduce relapses of recurrent anterior uveitis by over 80%, according to a study published in Clinical Ophthalmology, which showed that after adjunct supplementation with the Indenus curcumin phosphatidylcholine complex Mareva, only 18% of recurrent anterior uveitis patients suffered relapses.
Daily supplements rich in vitamin E, tocotrienols, may boost the immune response and immune function in healthy women following vaccination. According to findings published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition, women who receive daily supplements of the palm tocotrienol complex for 1 month prior to a single tetanus toxoid vaccine experienced improvements in their immune response compared with women who received placebo prior to the vaccine.
Dark chocolate could reduce cholesterol levels for people with diabetes, according to recent findings from a university study. Researchers from the University of Hull and the Hull York Medical School claim the cholesterol levels fell in the group of 12 diabetics who were given 45 grams of dark chocolate bars rich in polyphenols. This study demonstrates that it can offer a potential reduction in cardiovascular risk without detrimental risks on weight, insulin resistance, or glycemic control, said Steve Atkin, professor of diabetes and endocrinology, who led the research.
Well, folks, that brings us to the end of this week's show. Remember, if any of the topics we discussed this evening affect you in any way, please do get in touch and I will do what I can to help you or refer you on. Remember to join me next week, because we're going to be talking about the wonderful world of herbs, the herbs that are in your garden, that you may already be growing on your windowsill, that you can use in your cooking and for everyday little ailments. So I look forward to joining you then. This is Tash Van Sail on Health Naturally. Good night.
been listening to this week's edition of Health Naturally, presented by Tash Van Sale here on Radio Wave.